This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, so we are back. Another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. Tamara.
Yes, Teddy.
One, we need to remind everybody that we are having our twat tails. Like, I can't even say it. Twat tails.
Party.
Our twat tails party. This is the beauty of it. You realize we're not getting our questions in advance.
No. Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh. So we're just going to have to really, we're going to just have to fly by the seat
of our pants. So explain to me exactly what we're doing. We're going to be having people call in, zoom in.
People are going to be zooming in and asking their questions, and then we answer to them directly. We'll see them. We'll talk to them. And then we're going to have a podcast with everybody coming on and essentially grilling us.
Oh.
But you're going to have
to. Do you know how many people we're bringing on?
I do not know. I do not know, Tam. But I do know that you need to have Christmas pajamas on.
Oh, they're in Big Bear. Maybe I'll do this from Big Bear. This is Thursday, right? I have to go back. Furniture being delivered. I think I'm going to do it from there.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's this place called Amazon where you can just add to your $1,000.
I have the perfect ones that I bought at Forever 21.
Oh.
They're very, very cute and soft. I wore them over the weekend.
Not to obsess about onesies. Amazon again, but I do have a question.
You're adding to my Amazon obsession, aren't you?
I want to know, do you still go to Target now that we have the access to Amazon? Like, my Target days are kind of over.
I went to Target last night. So
you did?
I did.
Enjoy it the same way you enjoy Amazon?
It wasn't. This is the thing. Sophia was like, Mom, can we go do something? I'm like, yeah. I said, how about we go Christmas shopping? And so we were out and we were having fun and we're at the Irvine.
Did you have $10,000 cash?
That I did not, but we were walking around and I'm like, isn't it so nice being out with the Christmas music playing and everything? She's like, yes, this is so much fun. We had dinner and then there's a Target right next connected to the Spectrum. It's not the Target that I normally go to.
I don't like a half-ass Target. Like
some half-ass Targets out there. This Target, I didn't like as much. I did not like it. I couldn't find anything there. I didn't know where anything was. So I didn't get that Target fulfillment. So I'm going to have to go again today.
But what are you going to get? What do you need at Target that you can't get on Amazon?
Well, you know what? I ordered a bunch of stuff for Ava from Amazon, toys and stuff. And then I got them. I'm like, they're kind of chintzy looking. Like, I wasn't very happy with them. So
how old is Ava?
She is 8. So she likes Little Pet Shop or something like that.
Yes.
Well, evidently you can't find them.
Oh my gosh. Tam, I could make you grandmother of the year because Slate was obsessed with them too, but now she's over them. And we have a huge, which is she fine if they've been slightly used?
Yes.
All they do is sit there.
Well, this is the thing.
Sophia goes, huge box.
Sophia goes, Mom, I don't think they make them anymore. I don't think they're a thing anymore. And I go, really? And so I went on Amazon. There was like two things from Littlest Pet Shop. And I bought them both. Then I got them. I'm like, I like.
They're not even cool. They're these small little things. But
I know.
Slate has every single one of them. I will ask if she is willing. That will be my Christmas gift to you. 1,000 Littlest Pet Shops.
Oh, my gosh.
We have no interest in.
Ryan would be so thrilled.
Yeah.
It's
like when somebody
are.
Buys you a drum set for your kids. You're like, go kick rocks.
Yeah. Well, I like to do things like that. Like I got her like, you know, I was the one that gave her like a megaphone and a karaoke thing and just anything that makes noise.
Oh, you got to get her a Bop It. Those are nice and annoying.
Okay. I'll put that
you,
on
like,
the
click
list.
It and it's like, twist it.
Oh yes. Twist I used it. To love my kids had those. They've been around forever. Yeah. Just like Ava stuff. And then, you know, for my kids with the stocking, especially Spencer that's away at college, like he's not going to spend his money on socks and underwear and deodorant and things like he doesn't like, I'll stock up, put a bunch of stuff together for him for like in their stockings, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, Bella made me a full spreadsheet of exactly what she wanted and why, which I really appreciated. And it made my life very easy. But then like Slate always wants to add more animals. I'm like, we're not doing animals. Cruise, they're things that like you have to special order forever. I'm like, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
But do you and Eddie buy each other gifts?
It's so funny because he said, what do you want for Christmas? And normally like we're not big giant gift givers to each other.
Yeah.
And not to mention we're spending a small fortune on this remodel and all that on this house and Big Bear. So I said, oh, maybe another bracelet. And he goes,
oh, another Cartier bracelet.
Yeah. He goes, I go, maybe another one just to add. Right. And he goes, you want another nail? I go, no, I already got a nail. He goes, you want me to get you a hammer? And I said, I don't think they make a hammer. He goes, I can go to Home Depot. I can make a bracelet out of a hammer. I go, no, I don't want that. So, I don't even know if I want that. I just don't care that much. Like we're pretty fortunate. I buy what I want. He buys what he wants. Like maybe a couple gifts we'll get each other, but we're not like over the top.
Yeah. Well, here we are talking about over the top Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It starts out where Sutton meets with her staff at her store about having a party there. She's worried about the smell. The one girl that works for her is like, what smell? And she's like, smells like sewer. I'm like, Sutton, don't. These are things not to discuss as you're sitting in your place of business. And then while they're there, Crystal calls to talk about Kyle and Dorit insinuating Sutton has a drinking problem. Do you think that Crystal exaggerated what Kyle and Dorit were saying, or do you think she was right on the money?
I think everybody has been talking about Sutton's drinking for many, many years. Did I think Crystal exaggerated? I don't think she said it exactly like it was said.
But I think she was pretty clear.
Do you know what I loved about this party?
What?
I loved when Sutton is setting up and you know how I love a good flashback. And she says, all these fashionistas. And Teddy Joe is in the mix with her mix match leopard getup.
Pregnant.
And I thought, whoa, okay.
That was one of my, you know what?
Fashionista.
I did actually. This is the sad part. I saw that. I was like, oh, I liked that outfit. It's a damn shame I was pregnant when I wore it. That doesn't fit me anymore because I liked that one. That was, comparatively speaking, that was one of my good ones. And that's a sad state of affairs.
I don't know. I feel like we hear a lot about Sutton's drinking. I know that you've gotten a little bit of shit about that on social. We've talked about it on social media, that we've recapped it. I mean, we're not making this shit up. Just repeating
anything that we said. Whether it's about her eating, her drinking, her money, whatever, we are watching a television show.
I know, but there's been a lot of talk about her drinking throughout the years, and
now she's making a bigger deal of it because she's like, now I'm going to have my first drink. Now I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. It's like when you start announcing when you're drinking.
That's a problem. But not to quote Heather Dubrow, when everyone says you're dead, it's time to lay down.
I didn't know she said that.
She did. It was great. It was at the reunion, right up there with popping a vein. You know, Sutton this season, I really do like Sutton. I like her as a person, but she's just given us a lot to talk about this season. Like, you know, talking about how she is a businesswoman and she didn't take anybody's money to do it. And the first thing I thought, isn't she getting $300,000 a month from her ex-husband?
Well, and then the producer asks.
Yeah, then the producer calls her out on it. I have one little question that we kind of skimmed, a topic we skimmed over. What? That was in the intro. It was Kyle and Mauricio's very awkward interaction. Him trying to hug and kiss her, and she looks like she's dodging the weird uncle at Christmas.
Well, I think he tried to stick his tongue in.
She's like,
I think he tried to like go and.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of a tongue attempt, which I even remember at my wedding, like having a conversation with Edwin Pryor being like, do we put our tongue in each other's mouth at the wedding? Like, what do we do? How does the kiss work? The part that I found concerning for myself and my eyesight, and this is how I know that I need new glasses, is when Kyle's therapist was entering her house, before I saw that it said Kyle's therapist, I thought it was Kelsey Grammer.
I did. That's so funny. I thought the same thing. Speaking of glasses, if you have noticed, I have not put my readers on one time since we've done this podcast today because I have reading contacts. I can't see across the room, but I can see all my notes.
So then you'll take them out?
I'll take them out. Well, I just went to the doctor last week and I said, listen, I am so sick and tired of not being able to read like my, you know, stuff for podcast. And let's face it, we're doing podcasts almost every single day nowadays. And I said, is there a contact? Like Vicky told me about these contacts are like almost like bifocal contacts. And she's like, yeah. So she said, try them. I don't want you to buy them yet because they're kind of hard to get used to. Just I'll give you 2 weeks worth. If you like them, these are just for reading. They're nothing for distance. But if you like them, I can give you some that go the distance and reading. But
Edwin has those.
They're a little hard. They're not monovision. Like some have a reading contact in one eye and a distance or nothing in the other eye. And that's very hard to adjust to. This is actually in the contact. You can read and then you can see distance depending on where you look in the contact.
That's pretty cool.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, water-resistant sport formula, and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This part also, once Kelsey Grammer arrived and I realized it wasn't Kelsey Grammer and it was the therapist.
You thought you were watching Frasier.
I thought I was like, Camille's back? Or I was like, oh, is Mauricio selling Kelsey another house? I mean, that's really where I went. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, oh no, this is the therapist. But then it made me emotional and sad watching Kyle talk about Lorraine. Because of course we all knew her and loved her, and
that just broke my heart. Broke my heart.
But it's, you know, I can't imagine having.
And you knew her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go back and watch all the seasons of Beverly Hills, like every single dinner, like you'll see her in the back. You'll see her as much as you saw like Megan King Edmonds. And
was she married?
Yeah, she was married
with kids.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. So that it's really so heartbreaking.
And she's, you know, I mean, I think they were best friends since like the third grade.
That's what she said. Did she live close?
Not super close, but like, I mean, she saw her often. I mean, it's really, I can't imagine, having a childhood friend that's still one of your best friends. Like I have one of those and like,
you obviously know the ins and outs of what's going on with Kyle, but don't you feel like when we watch this, there was a lot of understanding where she's at in her headspace right now with, you know, her best friend passing away, the issues with her sister. And then, you know, when things like that happen to you, you open your eyes to like, what is going on in my life? Like what, you know, she's just, you know, and her therapist saying you're wired to be obsessive and anxious.
Yeah.
And with that being said, like just those things happening to her, I can't imagine how she's feeling inside or processing things. And then to have your castmates go after you about what ring you're wearing.
I know. Well, I think
it's disgusting.
Well, I think also it's, you know, when you're in different phases of your marriage or in your relationship, mm-hmm. there are some times where you're able to support your significant others, like what they're going through. And there's sometimes where I would say, you know, your husband or your wife doesn't know how to give you what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like sometimes like Edwin will be a fixer and I don't want to be fixed at that moment. I just want to talk something through. I want a hug or I want, you know, like,
so or you want to yell, I just want, you know?
Yeah. So yeah. If it's back to back things and they're all traumatic, you just don't, you know, you don't kind of know, but it was really hard. Yeah,
but it's not uncommon when traumatic things happen like that. You make big changes in your life and you reevaluate things. So I think that's what she's going through, and just people give her some grace.
But then we meet Anne Marie's family, including her husband, ex.
Is she living in your house? That's all I want to know, because it looks like exactly the same house.
I know. Dorit lives there too.
You guys all live in the same town?
Uh, I Yeah, we all live in Encino.
Yeah, and it's the same builder that went in there and
probably.
Yeah, the modern farmhouse.
Modern farmhouse. Still yeah. love it. I still love it.
It's one of my favorite.
And designs. Where they put the pickleball court in the back and the pool yep, and we the pool, have all the things.
Little guest house. Yeah.
Yeah. It's love it. You know, I turned our beautiful my house. Guest house into the gym. But
for $8.5 million, you can have it too.
Speaking of 8.5, that was a little bit hard for me to just swallow when she goes, Marcella said he married me because I'm about an 8.5 at everything. Listen. I would rather be like a 3 at some shit and like a 9.5 at other things than be an 8.5 at everything.
That's what I know. And then she's like, you know, your looks are 8.5. Your this is 8.5. Oh, but he gave my body a 9.5 or something like that. I'm like,
I know I did. It was a little cringe.
It's kind of like saying you're not perfect, but you're good.
Like, you know what? You're steady Eddie.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah. I didn't like
the
that.
One time. Listen, I've given Edwin shit about this a lot. And listen, I know I always give Edwin a hard time on the pod. I love Edwin so much. But when he said to me, your wife material, I got so pissed off at that comment. I was like, what does that mean? This was a long time ago. And he's like, that's a compliment.
You're
like,
not a hoe. You're not a crazy hoe.
Yeah. He's like, you're somebody I would want to be married to. And I'm like, I know, but I also want to be considered like hot or this or that. And when you say wife material, it like puts me in this box and I don't like it.
Yeah.
I do think I could get a 10 at something, and that's nagging Edwin. So
or swallowing. Could you get a
10 in? What'd you say?
I said or swallowing.
Oh my gosh. Well, then we get to Erica calling her mom to tell her she signed her contract for a Vegas residency. And Erica invites her mom to opening night. As I was watching this, I was like, being an unbiased human being, just looking in, like, I like watching Erica this season. There's a lightness to her.
Yeah. I can't wait to see her date.
I know. Do we think we're going to see that this season?
I hope so. Oh, I don't know about this season, but I hope so.
But then Sutton has her 4 years of Sutton store party where Kyle brings Kim to the party.
Yep, that was a big fuck you, Sutton.
Well, what about when Kim approached Sutton? That was a hard, the awkwardness. That was an awko taco, the whole exchange.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole thing was awkward. But Sutton called it out. She's like, I know why she's bringing her. It's because I said that she didn't have any relationship with her sister. She lost two of them. Well, at least she got one.
Well, why is she calling herself her sister? And
I
then make
no why she does the thing she does.
But then
we need that therapist.
What about Sutton?
Kelsey Grammer.
What about Sutton making a speech about not putting labels on women? And then Sutton says to Kyle, I'm going to make a drink now, if that's okay with you. It's the first one of the day, just getting permission from mom. So like she's called her
sister. Now she's her mom.
Now she's her mom. I'm like, why are you trying to like ingratiate yourself? Is that the word?
You're asking me.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know. Maybe it sounds like ingratiate yourself.
What's a simpler term to that word?
Immerse yourself as part of the family.
There you go. You're not.
Kyle and Sutton apologize to each other. I don't feel like either of them wanted to apologize, not for one second. I really feel like Sutton and Garcelle are like Gollum with these damn rings. I'm like, let it go. Even what ring are they researching that had the meaning, and then they're on there reading the thing? I'm like, I don't it's a lot.
Crystal hardly ever speaks up in this group. We barely hear her thoughts and opinions, but now she wants to be the carrier pigeon for Sutton. Who fed her that line? Producer fed her that line.
PK. But when this is the thing I have a hard time with Crystal. I know Crystal. I know Crystal can be drama. I know this.
Yeah.
But when she is filming Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she seems like she doesn't want to be there.
She's pretty quiet for the most part. I don't know.
So because of that, I'm like not drama in like a bad way, but like she is not like a little church mouse.
Participation.
Yeah, like it's just like she's either checked out or she doesn't
want. Maybe she needs a participation award.
I don't like participation awards. You're either first or third.
You're either first or you're last.
Yeah.
You know, there's no second, third, or runner up.
No, no. But I mean, I guess at least she shared this with Sutton, but I don't know. I feel like even when they're trying to have the conversation, granted, yes, we all know Dorit can have moments of being long-winded, or as she said it.
I like Dorit.
I do too. I love her. Watch What Happens Live, she used the word like linguistical or something. I'm like, Dorit in the big words.
I think she's
But I am loving Dorit this season too. Yeah. But Crystal is choosing to disengage with Dorit's interrogation. But like, I didn't really think it was an interrogation. I think Dorit was just trying to talk Crystal out of what she had said. Like, I think Dorit was trying to make a joke about the drinking and then realized it went a little too far, is my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm loving Anne Marie though. You know, giving her doctor advice. So let's hear about this foot medication.
This is what it
because
says
Sutton
online.
Sutton told her she can drink. Sutton's doctor told her she can drink on this medication. And Anne-Marie says, oh, no, you can't. Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, according to WebMD and the World Wide Web, at the beginning of starting this medication, it is not advised to drink and take the medication at the same time until you see how your body adjusts because it can cause dizziness and sleepiness.
So she has a narrow esophagus. And the symptoms are food gets stuck. Is that what it is? My mom had her esophagus stretched.
Well, that's what Sutton said her brother did. But Sutton is choosing, allegedly, to not get her stretched. And then that's when she made the comment to the group, should we all get it stretched together? I just don't want to get mine stretched. And then Anne Marie is like, you know, this isn't a thing. If you want to get it done, like if this is a problem, you just chew your food more. You don't not eat.
Yeah. Well, you know, Eric, shake Erica's advice. Start deep throating. But I really think your esophagus is way down in here, isn't it?
You have to have a big. I think that Edwin may have a small esophagus.
I thought you were gonna say something else. I'm like, no. I don't think you should continue with this conversation.
No, I think he may because every time he eats too fast. He does this thing where he's like, and you can see him like panicking for a second. And he like has to take like a couple minutes.
Does he not chew his food very well?
No. And then it gets hot. Yeah. And so it happens.
But I do that too. I think I have a narrow esophagus too. And like sometimes I will, even like when my like vitamins and all that stuff, sometimes I'll take handfuls of them. And I'm like.
That's going to be the new Ozempic. It's just narrowing your esophagus.
What did she call Ozempic?
Olympic.
Everybody
knows what Ozempic's called at this point.
I know. But my question, did you think Anne-Marie was yelling at Sutton? Because I don't think she was just yelling. She's like telling her, stop yelling at me. Stop yelling at me. And I'm like, she wasn't yelling at you. She was trying to educate you on your esophagus.
I don't think she was yelling. I think she was a little bit abrasive, which I don't mind.
Let's face it, Sutton doesn't like any new girls coming on. She never has. First it was Crystal, then Diana, and now Anne Marie. So she's got a habit.
I do feel like Sutton is one step away from having Avi chew her food for her, like a little baby, and then birding it into her mouth.
I love that Avi. I know. I love that Avi.
What about when he says to the guy, he's like, take your sunglasses off. It's not like you're a celebrity.
I know. I love that. Because that is kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I look like total dog shit and I'm at Target or something, sometimes grocery store, I'll keep my sunglasses on.
Well, a lot of housewives wear their sunglasses 100% of the time at airports. What do you do?
At airports?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if I just don't want to talk or I look like hell, it's kind of like a little bit of protection.
Yeah. Did you like this episode?
It was good. It was okay. I mean, it was just, I'm glad that we got to understand where Kyle's coming from.
Yeah.
I like that part of it. I don't want to talk about Sutton's esophagus anymore.
I have a feeling we're just at the beginning of Sutton's esophagus. Because, yeah, I think I've heard the term esophagus gate. All right, let's take a little break and then we'll come back and talk about Miami.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
All right, we are back talking about Miami. First and foremost, I just
love this show. I just love it much. There's never a bad episode. Never a stale episode. It's just always good. The cast is amazing.
I mean, my favorite part is when, I know that we're skipping around, but I just have to point out, when they walk into that fancy restaurant, like a place that I would maybe go like once every couple months, and Larsa says something along the facts of like, is this a sports bar? Are we at Chili's? Or
Chili?
Like, remember what she said? Like, this is like so obvious and it's like this beautiful place. And I'm like, what? But that was, they all are dressed to the nines all the time. I'm thinking Lisa may have snuck at two partnership deals into this episode. Not just Aroma 360, but I think a Polaroid promo. When she's like, this cute little Polaroid.
Oh God. You think so?
Oh, I think so. There was one time.
Hey, girl's got to make the money. She's got to make the money. Do what you got to do.
And it was a fun game. Maricel tells Nicole that she thinks Nicole hates her. Maricel says she was putting Nicole through the ringer to be proactive for her friends. I really appreciated Maricel like apologizing for this.
Yeah.
And I liked how Nicole was like, listen, I wanted to not like you because you weren't nice to me and I hated your freaking cockies. And now I'm drinking out of your sparkly cup. Like all of that I enjoyed. And
do you think possibly that Marisol saw how Nicole was becoming a fan favorite?
But didn't she apologize to somebody else this episode too?
I don't know.
I feel like she apologizes. I feel like Marisol and Alexia are on their like.
Do you notice that Marisol is not using her props in her confessionals?
I think that's due to us. I think because we told her we didn't like it. Oh yeah, Marisol did apologize to Adriana too. Hmm. Yeah. Marisol says she did not like the way she behaved during the fight with Adriana on the sprinter van. She says Adriana says they have a lot of history and she's happy Marisol addressed it. Do we think like producers had their hand in this apology tour or just Marisol saw herself last year and was like, this is too much?
I think that she probably saw herself. I mean, there's two different types of housewives. Ones that see themselves from the outside and they try to fix it, or other ones that are like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But I think she just saw like, oh, maybe I was a little rough. Sometimes you don't see it when you're in it. But I mean, holding a grudge is worst trait. It is the worst trait for a housewife.
Well, can we send some of what Marisol has over to Potomac?
Yeah,
I did appreciate it. I liked Marisol because here's the thing: Marisol's confessionals have always been really good.
Yeah, but I've never thought that Marisol was bad. She's horrible.
She
goes for the joke. That's what I like about her. She does everything in such a funny way.
Sometimes it's a little over the top for me, but this season she has not been over the top. She has been the right amount of, as Karen would say, the right amount of pie. She's
the right amount of shade.
Yeah. And then Julia tells Marisol, you're like the, in every single point. Julia tells Marisol that she is the reason that the group can't move forward. Julia asks Marisol if she hired a private detective to spy on certain people. Marisol says she would never spend money on that. Julia says her friend warned her that Marisol was digging for information to behead Adriana. Marisol asks if her friend is her ex. Do you believe that Marisol would hire a PI to watch the woman?
Do you know how many housewives have been accused of hiring a private investigator to look over their whatever castmates? I mean, there's a thing now, it's called Instagram
and Twitter
and it's all over there. I don't think Marisol would spend the money for a private investigator on these women is what I think.
But also, if there were two worse things, what would be worse? Why is Julia going out of her way to spend time with Marisol's ex? That, to me, that's even more weird than hiring a private investigator.
Why is Julia going out of her way to sing opera?
Well, everyone's saying they loved it.
I know. It was actually cute. It was cute. I was just joking. I just wanted to say opera. Two teas in a pot.
Oh, sorry,
your
guys.
Voice
everyone's
was so high pitched, it just cut out completely.
Yeah, it was like, no, get me out of here. Then Kiki tells Lisa to stop bringing up Lenny. And Lisa calls her insensitive.
Thank you, Kiki. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Listen, Kiki, you know, she does some things right. She brings vibrators on vacation. Mm-hmm. She tells Lisa when to stop. Kiki says we hear 10% Jody, 90% Lenny, and she could make a song out of it. Oh, like we just made our song out of Two Cheese in a Pod.
I feel bad for Lisa, but she... I can't even go on. I'm out of breath. But I understand what the ladies are saying. Like, don't give that asshole any life. Don't even do it.
Well, Kiki,
I mean, it's normal. It's normal to vent about your ex while divorcing them. That's for sure. Do you think she's still in love with Lenny?
Well, first off, I think Lenny should be the word of the night, like on Watch What Happens Live. And, you know, Kiki is us. We are Kiki. We are with you. I think... No, I don't think she's necessarily still in love with Lenny, but I think because it wasn't her choice for it to be over, she can't stand that. And it's making her.
But she's got a new guy. I want to see her just concentrate on that. And, you know, a lot of times when you are filming a reality show, they want you to talk about what is currently going on in your life. And she might be talking about other things. It's just not being shown.
Well, we got to see her with her Aroma 360, and then, you know, we got to see other things.
Her perfume line. She's got a perfume line.
Right. But this is about the Aroma 360 that we saw the thing from, the little pullout thing that all the other housewives do the ads for. By the way, Aroma 360, hit us up. Why haven't I gotten this ad? I want one.
I have not seen the Aroma 360. I just saw her talking about her perfume.
Go over
line.
To Kyle's page and scroll back.
No, I've seen Kyle. I've seen Kyle do the commercials for that. Sally King, what do you want with my life?
Well, then Larsa tells Gertie that was never her intention to gossip about her having cancer. Gertie says she knows, but she wanted her to acknowledge that she shouldn't have said anything. Larsa says she called her and texted her. Gertie says she wanted her to address it to her face. Why can't Larsa just say, I'm sorry to Gertie?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not the world's best at saying I'm
sorry. I think Larsa still believes that she didn't do anything wrong. So that's why she's not going to say I'm sorry. I really do.
She's kind of acting like she's going to melt if she were to say I'm sorry. Like she's like, I just can't. I'll send you flowers. I'll do that. But yeah, maybe she feels justified in what she did.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to ask her.
Well, then Julia questions how Marisol knew she was seeing her ex. Adriana says that it was Marisol probably had an informant.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the informant is Miami. Like, you go out and everybody knows. It would be like me going to Craig's and then being like, I had an informant that told me that so-and-so was at Craig's. Like, no shit. There's a million paparazzi there.
Right.
Like, we all knew when Taylor went to Craig's and drank too much. We all saw it.
I know. I used to get like messages. We had a manager at our gym, a female, and Eddie and her would go to lunch, like, you know, in between.
That is so wan of him.
I know. They would just go and grab lunch or whatever. And people would send me messages. I see Eddie with a girl. I'm like, yeah.
At Baja Fresh.
Yes. Her name is Melissa. She is exactly Baja Fish Tacos or whatever it is down the street.
But not only is Marisol a computer whiz, a stalker, and into witchcraft at this point.
No, she's a witchy poo.
I would definitely listen to this true crime podcast because she, you know, now she has a voodoo person to make a doll of. Like, what is happening?
I know. You know, I'm going to go off the subject script here a little bit. Hmm. I listened to a podcast yesterday, TJ and Amy. I met them at iHeart's party that you were not there.
Oh, I met them the night before at the Jingle Ball.
Oh, that's right. By the way, yes. TJ came up to Eddie and said, hey, that was so cool at Jingle Ball. And he's like,
he thought they were the same guy.
Huh? And I'm like, he's not Edwin and I'm not Teddy. Oh, my God. He's like, oh, my God, I am so sorry. But I was driving home yesterday and I was in the car for like 45 minutes. So I listened to it. I didn't actually finish it, but really, they were so cool and so nice and kind of told us a little bit about their story at iHeart. But listen to the podcast. It's really good, guys. If you haven't listened to it, they got ripped apart in the press and they.
Well, I mean, I think there was a reason they were on Good Morning America. They obviously had pretty good chemistry.
I know.
They
lost their jobs for love, lost their jobs for being in love. And I think you have to listen. I don't want to give it away, but it was really good, guys.
But I need to know.
I just need them not to knock us out the first spot.
Listen, are they in TV and film? Because if so.
Well, if they are, iHeart, get them off. Because I do not want to be knocked out of my first spot.
They need to be in Society and Culture. Yeah. One of those other ones.
Yes, they were both separated, going through divorces and being very private about it when they said they didn't get outed. And he made a very, really good point that the first picture that was taken was him leaving his apartment or his place that he no longer lived with, like a different place than where he lived with his wife. So he had already moved out. So, but
well, supposedly now their exes are dating.
I saw that. But anyway, so guys, watch that one too. It's really good.
Oh, and also
listen, not watch, listen.
Watch Mother God, best documentary ever. Anyways, moving on. We're not here to talk about.
Oh, I watched The Morning Show.
Season two or season three?
Season one. What? I just started it.
Tamara.
Well, I didn't have an Apple subscription and Caden did. So we literally binge watched it in Big Bear. And as we were throwing up and shitting, it was, I am obsessed
Oh my gosh, and, well, you're going to get even more obsessed. There's been a, you know, there's more to
and
watch.
And just being in this industry as little as I am, it's like, oh, yeah,
Well, do you, if you want my login so you can continue watching, I'll give it to you.
I have Cadence.
Okay, great. Well, then Marisol gets a news alert at lunch about Lisa and Lenny. Lenny claims that Lisa is bleeding him out financially, charging $10,000 to Instacart. Larsa says Lenny can't make up those numbers if he's going to court for it. Larsa says Lisa needs to learn how to manage her money because her lifestyle is changing. And Marisol says Lisa is not accepting it. When they try to talk to her, she gets upset. I don't know, but I what I do hope is that Lisa's new scent makes me smell like I can afford $10,000 a week a month.
Is this bad? I didn't think $10,000 a month was that bad.
What? How many? How much is that a week?
You're asking me to do math.
$2,500 a week. So that's $2,500.
That's what I spend on Amazon.
Right, but that's not grocery. I really want to see what
Instacart. It's not just groceries. You can go on. Do you not use Instacart?
No.
I only use Instacart for Costco, which Eddie gets so annoyed when I do that. Just go there. Because, you know, you don't get the points. You don't get the points.
Yeah, look, I don't even have a login for Instacart.
You have BevMo, you have Stater Brothers, you have Albertsons, you have Home Depot, you have Sprouts, you have Costco. There's 89 different stores on Instacart. It's not just grocery stores.
It's probably pretty easy for her to spend $10,000 a month.
I can spend $10,000 at Bristol Farms. They're pretty expensive. Michael's, Walgreens, Sephora, Costco, Dick's. Dollar Tree. I bet you it's Dollar Tree. She's spending $10,000
at Dollar
Tree.
I bet she is buying a shit ton at Dollar Tree.
Bed, Body, and Bath, or Body, what's it called? Bath and
Bed,
Body Works.
Bath and Beyond.
Oh, maybe she's spending $10,000 a month at Big Lots. That's what it is. Staples, Five Below. I mean, there's like a ton of places. Ton. So it wouldn't be that difficult to do.
But well, we're going to see it. Coming up that we're going to get back more into the Alexia not wanting to share a room with Julia. And it's just, or
we
needing
are?
Todd's permission. Yeah, I think I saw that for Scenes for Next Week. Or did I make that up in my head?
I didn't watch the Scenes for Next Week. But now I would just like to make an announcement that, Teddy, I am officially, I just want to say that I loved working with you for 2 years, but I am officially firing you and hiring Kate Chastain to take your spot. I didn't want it to come out in the way that you were fired from Bravo, you know, in the press.
On the Daily Mail.
But it has come to this. And I just want to say, I'm sorry that I didn't tell you first. Like, who the f*** makes up these stories? I got somebody sending me messages going, how dare you do this to poor Teddy? And I'm like... And I wrote back, I go, do what?
This is the problem. It's now infiltrated my brain. Like, I had a dream.
That you got fired?
That I
fired
you? Yes.
And by the way,
how?
I do not have the authority to fire anybody.
Unfortunately, neither do I, or else you'd be gone.
But if I did, you would be donezo.
I would have already fired you.
I'd fire you first. It is already public that I fired you first.
It's a fire off.
Yes. I mean, the stupidity of it all. And I mean, I was actually fighting with people. I said, why are you talking about something you know nothing about?
I just want to be like, guys, we're hired guns. We come in, we do our jobs. We have no control over anything.
But you are officially fired.
But listen. I'll take the firing. Hey, listen, you could fire me for the next 2 weeks so that I can.
I mean, even Kate reached out to me. Kate's like, really? Hi, this is Jessica Chastain, and I am reporting to duty.
Oh, my God. Jessica Chastain. Here's the thing. If Jessica Chastain wants to take over my job.
I know.
Listen, like, put down your Oscar and come down.
Come on.
I
found a bigger name. But actually, it was Kate Chastain.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you guys keep tuning in and hope you will be at our holiday party. If I'm not fired, if I'm there, I didn't get fired. I'm not there and Kate Chastain is filling in for me, you guys can find me on Instagram
in the fetal position in her bedroom. Oh my God.
Looking for my next big payday. Oh gosh.
Help me. Hold me, Matt. Hold me.
Hold me. Somebody hold me. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.